A Motorsport Podcast Network production. Welcome everybody, Aaron Noonan here. Great to have you with us, Repco Supercars Weekly, right on the eve of Good Friday and an Easter break. First up, someone who's got a break a bit earlier than he expected is Supercars Championship leader Shane Van Gisbergen. Now, he's been parked up post Albert Park with COVID-19, so he's had to pull out of defending his Bathurst 6-hour production car crown this weekend, and that sort of got the question going around our office: what happens if a supercars driver misses a round due to COVID? So if SVG had picked this up, say, a week out from Perth. Now, the rules do say that all drivers can drop their worst round in that case. There is a story on our v8sleuth.com.au website that covers it off, that also includes the wording of what it says in the operations manual. So with Shane out, it brings another supercars driver in, Nick Percat. He's going to be pretty busy. He's going to drive in Shane's place in that BMW that won last year's race. Tim Slade has got a late call up to the Cool Drive. Mustang driver is going to replace Fabian Coulthard in a Honda in the TCR series because Fabian also has COVID. He was at the Grand Prix on the weekend with Walkinshaw and Andretti United. He's enduro team that he'll co-drive with at the Repco Bathurst 1000. Now, a bunch of supercar drivers didn't get a day or two off after Albert Park. Gen 3 testing at Phillip Island Monday, Tuesday. So this was the chance to get these cars on a really fast flowing track that is great to gauge the aerodynamics, great to gauge the tyres, great to gauge this, that and everything because of the sort of speeds that we see supercars do down there. And remember that Phillip Island hasn't hosted a supercars round for a couple of years now. Tom Randall, Jake Kostecki, Anton Di Pasquale, and Will Davison spent time in the Mustang. Macaulay Jones, Andre Heimgartner, Scott Pye, and Gary Jacobson drove the Chevy Camaro. Now, Shane Van Gisbergen, I mentioned before, he won the Larry Perkins Trophy at Albert Park for scoring the most points in a weekend. It means now that there's been 9 races so far this year, and they've been shared between he and Chas Mostert. Chas has 3 wins, Shane has 6. The last time 2 drivers won the first 9 races in a championship season was 1999, Mark Scaife and Craig Lowndes, for the Holden Racing Team. Speaking of that Larry Perkins trophy, A, it was awesome to see Larry there presenting it. B, I reckon we should have a trophy named in honour of a great of our sport for every round, or most of them anyway. I think it's a nice touch. I'd love to hear your suggestions, our listeners. Send them via our contact page on the V8 Sleuth website. If there's any really good ones, we'll wheel them out next week on Repco Supercars Weekly. See if we can get some momentum started and get a bit more of that sort of stuff going on. Speaking of what's going on, championship points, which on the weekend there were so many races, 4 races, 4 qualifying. The Grand Prix was off the chart with how busy it all was. It was easy to lose sight of who was where in terms of the points. So a little quick update for you. After 9 races, 3 rounds, Shane Van Gisbergen now is on 8.03. He's 1.44 in front of Anton Di Pasquale, who's 18 in front of Chas Mostert, who's 19 in front of Will Davison, who's 69 in front of 5th place Brody Kostecki, who, despite having a very quiet Albert Park, still held up to a top spot in the championship. Brock Feeney 6th, Cam Waters, Tim Slade, David Reynolds, and Todd Hazelwood now rounding out the top 10 in the points. Just outside, Mark Winterbottom, Will Brown, Nick Percat, James Courtney, and Lee Holdsworth sits in 15th. In the Teams Championship, which kind of gets overlooked a lot, which I'm going to make sure we keep a spotlight on this throughout the year because it determines the pit lane order, and it's an award of prestige among the teams because there's multiple cars out there, not just one from every team, which we sort of start to think about when you think about the Drivers' Championship all the time. Red Bull Ampol Racing lead the way, 13.46. Shell V-Power Racing Team second on 12.81. Walkinshaw Andretti United third on 1,032 points. Then it's Erebus with Boost Mobile Racing fourth on 9.75. Tickford Racing fifth on 9.40. Penrite Racing are up to sixth now on 9.21. Didn't they have a great weekend last weekend? Next round, by the way, of the Repco Supercars Championship is in Perth, the Bunnings Trade Perth Super Night, April 30 and May 1. Support categories will be running out there on Friday, Saturday night, under lights. Super 2, Super 3 will also be headed over there for the first supercars round in the West since 2019. It's been a couple of years between drinks due to COVID, premiers, border closures, lockdowns, insert reason here. There's been plenty of reasons why, but it's great that our Western Aussie fans are going to get to see some supercar action very, very soon. Speaking to I've seen some action very, very soon. Neil Crompton is going to be in action with us at the V8 Sleuth Open Night at the Bathurst 12-hour. It's the first time that we've held one of these events at the 12-hour. It's on the Friday night, May 13th. Those tickets are selling really fast. It's at the National Motor Racing Museum. So come along, have a great night of chat. It's going to be great to catch up with Crompo. Head to Eventbrite and search for the event, or you can just Google it. You'll find it on our V8 Sleuth website as well in terms of the ticket information. Now, this year marks the 100th anniversary of Repco. They're driven by passion. So are we. So a little reminder, visit The Garage. The website address is garage.repco.com.au. It's packed with automotive, motorsport content. It's your digital destination of all things motorsport and automotive online. Check it out, The Garage at the Repco website. Now on this day, April the 14th, 1996, two big moments in championship history that so many of you will remember very, very fondly for various reasons. So today in 1996, John Bowe and Craig Lowndes had that massive crash at Phillip Island on the first lap of race two that destroyed JB's Falcon, which was the Bathurst winning 1994 car and his championship winning 95 chassis. Of course, that meant he was sidelined, Lowndes was sidelined. Lucky for both of them to get out of that. And particularly, we still haven't found that guy that leapt the fence to help JB get out. I can't believe it's gone all these years and he's not identified himself, or someone hasn't dobbed him in somewhere somehow. Also today, April 14, 2013, were the last two races of the ITM 400 Auckland held in the return of supercars to Pukekohe. And today is the day, 9 years ago, that Jason Bright punched the lights out. Remember on the podium when he leapt up in celebration and bashed the podium lights? He, of course, won the inaugural Jason Richards Memorial Trophy for being the top point scorer. And he did it in style too, because he won the last race on this day in 2013 at Pukekohe. Don't forget too, every Tuesday, the Castrol Motorsport News Podcast, the boys, Andrew Van Leeuwen and Stefan Bartholomaeus, bringing you the latest news and views and insight in Australian and international motorsport. Repco Supercars Weekly every Thursday with me, and the V8 Sleuth Podcast every Wednesday. It's your perfect podcast week of motorsport material. Now, next week on Wednesday, it's part two of my chat with Charlie Schwerkholt as we cover off his Team 18 era, customer periods with Ford Performance Racing and Walkinshaw Racing, and going his own way with his own team. It's a great chat. Part one was really insightful into his history before he really got stuck into motor racing, in business, and of course his time at Dick Johnson Racing as well. So have a listen in for that one, part two of our chat with Charlie Schwerkholt. Anyway, that's me done for Repco Supercars Weekly. I want to wish all of our listeners a wonderful Easter break. Stay safe. If you're travelling, stay even safer. Enjoy the break. We're going to sit down, relax, and as you can probably tell, my voice is absolutely gone. It's been a massive last few weeks. I'm going to rest up as well. I'll be back with you for more podcast action next week, but have a great Easter, and we'll chat to you soon.